USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The search for a person of interest in a shooting on the 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, continues. Police Chief Lou Jogman.
His name is Robert Bobby E. Crimo, C-R-I-M-O, the third. He is 22 years of age.
Police believe he's driving a silver Honda Fit with Illinois plates. Jogman says local, state, and federal law enforcement are working to locate Crimo. At least 6 people are dead and at least 30 people were wounded in the attack. Those at the parade described the chaos that ensued. This woman spoke to WLS-TV.
I remember seeing people's faces. They were kind of confused because they didn't know if it was, like, you know, part of the show or whatnot. Like, it was just crazy, and I just remember hearing people screaming and running.
Authorities have not released any details on the victims. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only 2 forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
A shooting happened early Monday morning in Sacramento as people were leaving a downtown nightclub. One person was killed, 31-year-old Gregory Grimes, who once played football for Boise State. 4 others were wounded. A motive in the shooting is not known, and information as to what happened is limited. U.S. officials have concluded that Al Jazeera journalist Shirlene Abu Akleh was likely killed last May from gunfire from Israeli positions, but adds that her shooting was not intentional. A spokesman for the State Department says a detailed forensic analysis was conducted by independent third-party examiners. He adds that the bullet was so badly damaged that it prevented a clear conclusion from being reached as to who fired the shot. R. Kelly remains on suicide watch after being sentenced to 30 years in prison for sexually abusing young girls, but federal prosecutors in Brooklyn are pushing back on the R&B singer's claims that it's being used as a form of punishment. They said that Kelly remains on suicide watch for his own safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Danish police say the deadly shooting at a Copenhagen shopping center from over the weekend was a lone wolf scenario. USA Radio's Lance Pride reports the 22-year-old suspect has been charged with murder.
2 Danish citizens, both age 17, and a 47-year-old Russian citizen were killed in Sunday's attack. Police said the suspect, described as an ethnic Dane, had mental health issues, and there was no indication of a terror motive. The suspect will be remanded in a closed psychiatric ward for 24 days to be evaluated. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The tradition continues for thousands of new Americans on Independence Day.
To commemorate Independence Day, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services welcome more than 660,000 new citizens in more than 140 naturalization ceremonies. They started on July 1st and continue through the 8th. Many newbies share their naturalization stories on social media. You can look them up by using hashtag New Citizen. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Nathan's International Hot Dog Eating Contest returned to Coney Island after spending 2 years at alternate locations due to the pandemic. Joey Chestnut won the men's title after eating 63 hot dogs, his 15th victory in a row. Mickey Sudo, who sat out last year because she was pregnant, reclaimed her title after wolfing down 40 hot dogs. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.